We're waiting for Bob to come back here.
It's quite interesting.
James, are you up to speed on this?
No.
Okay.
You need to come read this letter.
Once Jim gets done here, they wrote us a letter.
James is the assessor, and so he needs to read this letter and I don't know how you can get tags.
So you went in to get your tags when?
The last time we got them was 07.
Yeah, December of 07 it looks
we
like.
We had them for 2 years.
Right.
So we went back about a week ago, and that's when we found out that the county doesn't have any of our records. That's when I came here.
I got you.
And I was told to come talk to you.
Right. And the commission usually, I think that's taken care of through either BOE or the assessor. But this, after July the 31st, then I think the county commission has to be the one that you have to talk to. And there's state statute process that has to be followed, so they want to treat you fairly, but we don't want to get ourselves in trouble either, so. Ron's a little late.
He's picking up some bad habits from a commissioner.
I don't know if I was going to need to be here at 1:30 or not.
Bob, we want you around all the time.
This is that one we discussed in the office if you were there. About waiving fees and penalties for this year.
Is it more than this year?
He wants to go back a period of time. Sheila was the one that explained it to me on the phone that day in the office, remember? No? Nobody remembers?
Well, no, she wouldn't. Sorry, wasn't there when she explained it to you, but can you kind of explain to them, or one of us, I guess?
I gave it to Bob in case he hadn't read it.
There's a letter attached that you haven't seen yet.
A process.
I'm going to go
look on it. Of refunds. Yeah, go ahead and bring us back some information.
I think you've got a lot more than I have. But I think these folks' home is not under MUGO, which is where we've had a problem. Their deed is not under MUGO. It's under Tawang or whatever the... It's under...
I wasn't aware of the real property, just the personal property.
Yeah. As the roll down comes on Alpha Bed, your name is under the real estate, not MUGO. And we're not finding anything under Mary Ann MUGO, I believe. I've got to go check the computer system.
You said
your name as the real estate, not under MUGO.
Okay, now, James.
Your name shows second on the real estate, so it doesn't hit the Alpha.
Are you borrowing? Are you co-signing? Are they someone else co-signing the loan?
No,
you signed the loan.
Yeah.
This is just real. This is just personal property, isn't it?
Right, but there's no MUGO in our system, and the tax bill has showed up as MUGO.
Number one, it says we have never received any communication from the assessor regarding our due property taxes, which meant we were not aware of any such taxes. Our home taxes have never been late and are paid directly by our mortgage company. As per your website, the assessor sends out blank assessment forms early each year. Well, we only send out blank assessment forms on the personal property, not on the real property. Real property, the assessor goes around, finds it, and taxes it. If you have real property in your name, he needs to get that straightened out so that he can send you or your mortgage company a tax bill. But as far as the personal property...
Hold your mic a little closer there.
As far as the personal property, that's to and beyond that paragraph in this letter. What they did is they renewed their vehicle tags back in 2007.
Right.
And they were given, when they contacted the assessor, maybe they shouldn't have done that, but they were issued waivers on both occasions indicating that no property taxes were owed and two-year tags were issued in 07. Well, now it's time to renew their vehicles. And, in fact, they did owe taxes at that time, and they didn't pay them. So what they want is the penalties and fees and penalties or whatever for not paying them waived. And I don't see that that's a problem as far as waiving the fees and penalties, but they still need to pay the taxes.
Yeah, I think they're saying they're fine with the taxes.
Yeah, I'm not disputing the taxes. It's just the fines.
But
if I told me also much a year, would have paid, no problem.
But that would be for just 07 to the present. You know, if they got something from the assessor's office saying that there were no taxes owed, that would be a mistake by the government that would cause them to rely upon that and not pay their taxes when they should have paid them, which they still have to pay their taxes. It's just that the fees and penalties would be waived.
Okay.
From 2007 to the present. However, you know, all the taxes would have to be paid.
Now, is there an 06 statement, too, there?
Yeah, but that wouldn't be relevant to that. They would have already been past due on that, and there would have been fees and penalties, and they need to pay the fees and penalties.
When you got your 07 tax, you would have had.
But you wouldn't have those on there, right?
Well, whatever year would have been required to show in 07 would have already had to have been paid.
To get the tax.
Yeah. Well, I thought you said they got a waiver that said they didn't owe any taxes.
Right. And they still would have had fees and penalties after December 31st of 06, correct?
But if they were told they didn't owe any taxes, is what I thought I heard you said.
In 07.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But I don't have they paid their 07, their 08, and their 09 taxes? Why would you not pay your taxes for 07, 08, and 09?
See, the way we did it, when we first came, we paid whatever we did, we buy the house, and then they said, you get from the board. You suppose now when you get ready for the car, you know, the way I've always understood it is you have to show your taxes. So at the time, we didn't know where to get the taxes. So the DMV informed us to contact the assessor's office. They will tell you what you owe. At that time, because the actual house was bought in 06. So she said, if you've not lived in your house for at least a year, and I don't know how the validity, she said, they may not tax you, they might wait another year. So in 07.
Yeah, see, because you lived somewhere previously. You lived in Boone County, is my understanding.
Yes.
And you paid taxes in Boone County on personal property in 05.
Yes, in 05. Yeah, in 05, okay, yeah.
But in 06, you didn't pay anywhere. In 07, 08, and 09, you haven't paid anywhere until maybe recently. 09 would be due at the end of this year. Okay, so 08, 07, and 06, you haven't paid anywhere. Okay. So in 07, if they told you that you owed no taxes at the present time, that would have been the 06 bill. And what they can do is waive the fees and the penalties on the 06 bill, but that doesn't speak to 07 and 08, which you should have paid.
We are not disputing that. It's just for us, once we paid the car, the next time we were aware that, you know, you have to find out this information was when, on August 5th, we went back and said, oh, give us your receipt.
Right.
Besides, so, you need to know how much you owe.
Yeah, so there's the communication.
You come to the county, or what do you do?
They send out a form every year, and people put down what they have for personal property, and it's a system that usually works fairly well. And
in this case, I understand that we didn't have the names accurately, so it's almost like we don't exist, so we never received any communication.
Where you at, James?
Here's where the bill goes.
Yeah.
But as you can see, we've got a 27-letter base, and it doesn't show Ugo at the end. So that's where it goes, but it goes to the lending company where you purchase.
And they always tell us that
you
pay this much,
right? Yeah. But it doesn't show you as we look for Mugo forever, never found Mugo, and this is why we did.
But whether you get notice or not, you still owe the taxes on the car. But yeah, they probably didn't even receive a form to fill out.
So James, they probably didn't even receive a form.
We're looking now in the waiver base. When they go to the collector to get a waiver, there's supposed to be a copy or sent to the to the assessor's office for them to be new next year, the right. following year. We have no record of that at this point.
Okay.
I've still got the computer room looking and everybody's searching and trying to find something. But did you receive a waiver your first year? Do you remember getting one?
Yeah, I remember.
It wasn't sent in the mail. It's when you go to get your cards.
She called over here and got
it.
Okay, now there could be a problem.
Yeah. Now, if they call, James, if somebody calls from...
They call from the collector's office.
That's what because you mentioned the assessor twice, you mentioned it in your letter, the collector is who they call. The collector, because they are the one that give you the receipt of paid taxes. Because I've done the same thing from the Branson. They used to not do that at all. They would not accept, but they have been.
We didn't make a mistake in 07 or 08. The county didn't. If we made a mistake, we made a mistake in 07 regarding the 06 taxes by saying that they did not owe. But I suppose you could say that mistake that we made led them to believe that they didn't owe any taxes in 07 or 08 on those vehicles. I don't understand how that's reasonable, but I can see how it could happen. Does that make any sense?
New to the area and those kind of things.
I mean, what they're looking to do is have the late fees waived and just pay the...
And there'll be no late fees on real estate or anything like that because they paid that through their mortgage company.
What they're asking is on the personal property that you waive the late fees. That's all they're asking. And how much is that?
$482? Yeah, when we did the calculation, we counted 06 because we didn't know. We think according to our assessment...
But isn't this a BOE function?
Mm-hmm. No, it's county commission.
County commission has to do this one. But I don't see any problem with it.
I don't either.
And I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and... Do you need that other research before you, James, before you would agree to that?
I don't need no research, and I think Bob's forgetting a big bill, a part of Senate Bill 711 that says if errors, mistake.
I'm not forgetting it.
You know where 711 is coming from.
I mentioned that I think the error that the county made was regarding the 06 tax year, but I
right.
suppose that error could have caused them to believe that they didn't know in 07 and 08. So when the county... makes an error, the governmental entity makes an error, you can waive those fees or penalties.
We usually make someone, you came from Greene County?
Boone
County. Usually whenever it's interstate movement, we request a tax receipt, which their paid tax receipt from Boone County would have cleared them for the waiver.
Of course, 7-Eleven isn't retroactive,
right.
But I don't care. I mean,
so that
you know, if you want to waive the
did you make a motion?
Well, here's what I was going to ask.
Okay.
I was going to ask the attorney, if we make a motion on this, we're not setting precedent on other properties that there might be some technical, not even this. I'm talking about other technical errors on. If I make a motion to dismiss the penalties and interest, am I going to set a precedent for other properties that maybe not even in this state?
Well, I think, and you guys must have discussed it while I was gone, if they come from Boone County, there was no taxes paid in Boone County?
They paid taxes in 05 in Boone County.
Well, I can't see where a waiver came in the state of Missouri. Now, if they'd have came from out of state, a waiver would have been proper.
I understand, but if one occurred in 06...
Yeah, we don't have nothing to do with the waiver. That's the collector's deal.
If in December of 07 somebody did a waiver for 06, yeah. I can see why they wouldn't pay
would
the 06
taxes. Would she need to furnish
taxes.
That? That's where I'm going, Bob, with my motion. Somebody need to furnish some paperwork? You understand if somebody comes in off the street and says, you know, I've got a mistake here from 2006. Where we run into problems is in refunds because of the limitations that we're set under. But I don't want to make a motion that would cause us problems down the line.
What?
I don't have any problem with what you've explained here. but I don't want to make a motion.
What they're saying is in 07, they upped their car for 2 years, as you can do now. And it's come and due for, it's getting toward the end of the second year.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to pay their taxes, yet they didn't realize that they weren't supposed to pay taxes because, or that they had to pay these taxes because when they came in 07, they were told, you've got a waiver. And it would seem if they have their car registered for 2 years that they would have had to show something in 07. But, you know, again, they haven't shown you any paperwork
right,
or anything.
That's what I'm saying. They had to show something to the collector, not the assessor, not anybody, but to the collector.
There should be a waiver, right? There should be some record of the waiver in 07.
But I don't see how Boone County didn't contact them because Boone County didn't know they was gone. They have a forwarding.
Or maybe they did know that they were gone.
Did you contact the Boone County Assessor's Office and say you was gone from Boone County? I didn't think you would have.
Did they continue to charge you the taxes?
We sold our home and everything. Yeah,
right. So,
and then she finished our training.
Yeah. Right.
And we moved here.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you know you're supposed to call the county and say, hey, I'm leaving.
Well, that's what I don't know where your Boone County assessment went.
Personal
that's how
properties.
We catch up with that sometimes is that one county you'll contact another county that someone has
when
filed
I was,
wrong.
When I was here last week, they called Boone County, the collector's thing, and they said we are caught up on that. We don't know anything in Boone County.
But how did... How did that come about, though? Did they explain to them that you lived here since 06 so that they
yeah,
wrote off?
And she said she's trying because apparently we were not in the system here. So like, she asked me, where did you live before? I said, Boone County. She called there. And she said, yeah, you were caught up the last time they paid. It was 05, this is when we left.
But when they say you're caught up, is it because you told them that you haven't lived there since 05? Did they still have you on as delinquent in 06, 07, and 08?
I think it's a precedent that it's such a rare.
Make us a motion.
I mean, just get it done.
Okay, I make a motion to dismiss the penalties and interest on.
Totaling what?
$482.85.
Okay.
Second.
Discussion.
Does it have a number? Tax number on it.
Let's talk about who's the person that's on the vehicle. It's Dr. Mary Ann Mugo, M-U-G-O. Her vehicle, what kind of vehicle is it?
It's a Toyota Corolla.
A Corolla and what?
A Honda Pilot.
And that would be the fees and penalties for not paying the 06, 07, and 08 taxes on those vehicles on time.
Got that?
Yeah.
Okay. He's got that.
All right, and the total's approximately $482.85, but we're not sure the exact amount.
He's got the motion.
And it's to waive those fees and penalties.
Fees and
thank
penalties.
Thank you.
All should those they, one last comment. Should you make that comment to come out of the prospective or whatever you would call district, not out of the county coffers?
Yeah, well, wherever she takes it out of, but not out of the county coffers.
Right, because 7-Eleven gets into that too.
Okay.
We can go ahead and vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Hey, James. James? Mr. Assessor, you can explain it to them. Or
I
explain to them.
Somebody besides me is going to have to explain this one.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They took care of the
okay. You want this one?
No.
Okay, what's next on our agenda?
Our executive session deal with...
Oh, yeah.
We'll go back to executive. We got Mugo. What time's our next one thing?
Duplock Disney Corporation. Bradley.
Okay.
That's Bob, so we got 7 more minutes. Go back in there.
The door.
All right.
Motion to go into executive.
Second. Aye.
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 Hold on, we're going to kill the audio.